W8FU. NAKPP. W8FU. What up? Union portion of the facilitation is sleeping. So I'm kind of distant. Yeah, I didn't sleep very good last night either. Anywho, just sitting here working. Haven't heard much on the radio. Yeah, I've noticed it's been eerily quiet lately. Yep, not a lot going on right now. The base is busy doing their summer stuff. Yeah, last night I played with one of my new toys, and after it got dark, but before that I had to cut the grass. So, and we're fairly busy at work, which is a good thing. Okie doke. Well, let me get back to work stuff. I thought I'd jump in there and say good morning. I appreciate it. Hey, do you have the ability to check an XPR 755-volt radio, see if it's still tuned up? You guys have that ability? Uh-huh. Okay, I got a bump pass with you if you wouldn't mind helping me out. There's a charge on it. I'll take care of that too. And I got the I got to meet with you to grab the plastic pieces too, because right now I just took and made the template and put clear tape over it, you know, to make it look like it was plasticky, and then stuck it on the bottom of it. It looks pretty good, but it doesn't look as good as that little plastic plate you had made for me. Okay, well, I've got them here, and if you got that radio with you, bring it, because we'll hook it up here, and it's all automatic. We'll hook it up to the machine. Let me just go make sure I've got the XPR stuff. Appreciate it. All right, I'll keep you updated. Not sure if I'm going to make the meeting tomorrow. I've volunteered to babysit the grandkids for the next day and a half. They're going on a little mini vacation, and I raised my hand and said I'd do it. So it's always good to watch the grandkids. Fill them up with Snickers bars and give them back. W8FU from NAKPP. Talk later. Okay, I was just making sure I had the Moto Turbo software for the for testing. So I've got the unit here with Moto Turbo. Thanks. So yeah, I want to chat with you too about what Jeff's idea was a little bit for the project up north. See if there's anything I can do to help. is weird. I see up on this radio that causes my super shredder to go off when I'm in proximity. All right, anyhow, well, like I said, I'll be here. It's around 11:30, so if you're in the area. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm going to the office. I've only got two things to do, but there could be 10 things on my desk, or there could be zero things. So we'll have to see how the day plays out later.
This is NAWJN, Spectrum Radio. Could I get a quick signal report, please?
WAFUNAKPP. WAFUNAKPP. John?
KE8VFI mobile.
Where's launch?
Oh, lunch is in my belly. Just had a ham or turkey sandwich, one of the two. I don't know, my wife made it. You'd think I'd know. Anyway, heading to Bald Mountain to do POTA.
POTA.
Very cool, there you go. Yeah, Wally just stopped in here and, you know, breaking for lunch, so that's why I threw it out there. All right, gotta run. W8FP.
Yeah, if I wasn't mission bound, I would join you. And of course, I already ate too. But all right, maybe next time. You guys enjoy. Poda, 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 Dave.
Yeah, I'm listening in on the HOIP line. So very cool. Are you going to be able to go to the LARC tomorrow?
I believe so. I've got a little side job at 10 a.m., and then hopefully I should be done by then and head out that way. I'm thinking I'm going to go at least visit. Probably won't play radio, but yeah, I'm thinking about going. It'll be a beautiful day.
Very good. I think Aaron said he was going to maybe come down from Port Huron. I don't know. I just got to see if the kids are up for it. If not, they'll stay home and I'll go. So one way or another, I'll probably go give myself a break from all the stuff I've been doing lately and then pick back up on Sunday.
All right, very good. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. It'd be awesome if Aaron could make it too. That'd be cool.
All right, I got to step out. I just had lunch myself. Bad start to the day. I got up late today and lots of fires to put out. All right, I'll talk to you later. And good luck and good luck at your POTA. KF8S, I'll listen out.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you later on. KEHBSI.
KEGVK listening to NAWBU.
Mobile out.
AVA, VAS. AVA, VAS.
W1IX Mobile.
W1IX, this is KF8AYL. I got you, but this is a different network. This is a UHF network, same WCMN network, but the UHF and VHF sides are not linked under normal circumstances, but I hear you a lot better on this side. W1IX KF8AYL.
KF8S, W8EAP. KF8S, W8EAP.
W8EAP, KF8S.
KF8S, W8EAP.
Was that W8EAP?
Roger, Dodger. On the phone. With my super codec.
KF8S, can you hear me while you're talking?
Yep. Yep. Are you on the air? You're on your phone?
Yeah, I'm on the air.
Oh, that's cool. Hear you blast through my earpiece. So who cares?
Who cares?
Well, get on your phone. Get on your phone next and see if we can have a full duplex conversations. Can you do that? No?
No, I'm mobile right now. I don't have my phone with me.
Roger. Can you imagine someone out there listening? Like, what the heck are they doing?
Put the phone in a bag with a battery. So, anyways, I'll be, I gotta make a stop here, and then I will be back. And, I'm tired of driving.
Yeah.
So I'll be back. KF8S.
Okay. Roger, Dodger.
KPP.
KEATFM.
Is it time for the sturgeons?
Sure.
trying to drive there, but there's a bad accident on 23 Mile. It just shut it down behind us, and they're not letting anybody pass the accident. And I can't
see. Got a lot of noise.
Because I got the boat. So I'm just stuck here.
Got a lot of noise. Davian, W8EAP. Go ahead, Dave. Can you go
it's
ahead?
Yes, it's duplex.
Duplex. You're on your phone. Right? No?
Roger that. Now let Davian talk.
Go ahead, Davian. Oh, I got to unkey.
I'm good. I'll let you guys continue with your duplex.
Well, the thing is, you can actually key up at the same time. Like, if I'm talking right now, you can key up and we'll hear you.
What, do you guys got that working on the phones now?
Yeah, Sean's got a, he's got a dial-in for the FBI.
And I can talk at the same time, Davis. Uh-oh. How was your pizza? Oh, he took off. Oh, his kid's yelling.
So where exactly is the accident? Because I was just on 23.
Past New Baltimore by Ira Road. Almost in the Helgenet.
Okay, so out that way. Yeah, I didn't go past Card, or what is it, North Avenue? That was as far as I went.
Yeah, this stinks. I think they're going to wind up making me turn around, and looks like it's going to be a bust tonight. Oh, well.
KF8S, probably a motorcycle accident or something. There was a couple of them just, like, speeding on 23.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's probably bad with it shutting down the whole direction like this. No one's hurt too bad, but I haven't seen many, like, vehicles. Like, they got it handled and they're working on it, so I haven't had any more emergency vehicles. Hopefully everyone will see.
You should try the Richmond repeater from where you're at.
Yeah, I don't know how to set everything up in VFO mode. I don't have the channel in the in this radio.
Well, you're making it. It's just sometimes it's scratchy, but most of the time you're good.
Yeah, I got the small antenna on the truck. So, yeah, the 2x4 definitely makes a difference out, you know, being out this way. But I think Romeo works from here.
There's a lark tomorrow, by the way, if you're not doing anything. Stony Creek is tomorrow.
Yeah, not sure if I'll make it out or not. I got a bunch of work this weekend. I'm going to try. I did see that on Telegram. I'm not sure, though.
No biggie. Just mentioning it in case you didn't know about it.
I almost brought the 705 with me tonight because the fishing spot is right next to the island, which is Potipark.
So if you are able to go out, like, how late do you stay out? Do you stay out until, like, midnight, 1, or what?
Yeah, I'll probably leave around 1 a.m. the latest, because it's a 45-minute drive back to the
inspects my house, you know, and then it takes probably a half hour to get the boat out, you know. So it's 3 a.m. by the time you get home if you, you know, stop fishing at 1. Yeah, because I stop fishing at 1, it's 1:30 when I get to back to the boat launch, 2 a.m. when I leave, and then, yeah, 2:40 to 3 when I get in the driveway. And it takes like 15 minutes to put the cover on the boat and all that stuff, so. But I don't know, I might be going back a whole lot sooner, depending on how long they keep us tied up here.
Yeah, and there's really no side streets or anything you can take. I'm guessing you launch off of Anchor Bay somewhere, or what?
No, North Channel in Algonac. I got two launches there on the North Channel. I'm like in front of Anchor Bay right now, but yeah, the launch is 10 miles away, and it's just as the North Channel starts. You know, it's not that far down. Just past the Harson's Island Ferry.
Have you driven by the state park at all? Is it still like all dug up and stuff, or I don't remember what they're doing over there.
No, I haven't even been near that. I haven't made it that far yet. Because I go to as soon as I launch the boat, I go down into the middle channel. So I'm between Dickerson's and Harson's Island. I'll be back in like 2 minutes. I just realized I got to charge the batteries in the fish scale, so I'm going to go get them now that I'm not moving to put them in my charger. I'll be back. KE8TFM.
W8TPP.
Cares. Go ahead, Don.
KF8S. And we're all here. Go ahead, Don.
Go ahead. You can talk.
Just key up over Eric. He wants you
just
to.
Just key up.
All right. Who cares, WTPT?
Roger, Dodger. I better unkey.
So, is Davian out here?
He is. He'll be back in a few minutes.
So did you get the gist? Did he can't turn around or something? He was texting me, and I'm kind of confused.
KEATFM.
Hey, Davian, WTPT. So are you, like, stuck because you can't turn around or something? I'm confused.
Yeah, the accident is over at, I think, Ira Road, maybe, in 23. And the last intersection behind us, the fire department shut it down. So no one's coming in, and I can't turn around with the boat. So I'm just stuck. There's about 10 cars in front of me, and police and fire are doing whatever they're doing. It's been, 15 minutes solid now. So, yeah, something happened.
Wow, that's crazy. You said 23 in Ira Road? I'm not sure where that is. I got to look on my map.
Yeah, just outside of New Baltimore before Algonac. I'm still in front of Anchor Bay.
Okay, that might be Palms Road even. There's County Line, there's Palms, there's Church Road. There's a few of them out that way.
Yeah, in fact, I'm 9033 29 with 23 Mile Road. I think this changes to, it's actually called like Highway 29 or something like that. But I'm at 9033.
Okay, that might be County Line. You just came out of New Baltimore, and then it switches to a big curve there or something.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't passed, you know, the marsh or anything yet or started heading south, so still on the Anchor Bay side here. Yeah, cars in the front of the line, everyone's getting, everyone's starting to turn around now, so I bet you they're going to make me turn around here. We'll have to see. But, I mean, if they're just going to be 10 minutes, I'm going to wait it out.
Well, the County Line Road, Church Road, and Palms Road all go to 26 Mile. If it's not Palms, you can take 26 to Palms and get around it that way, if you do turn around. But anyway, yeah, that's crazy. Well,
yeah, I'm kind of nervous, like, how to get this boat flipped around.
KF8 AT. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Tango Echo.
Go ahead, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Tango Echo.
Yeah, guys, I'm running the Harsus Island Ferry, and I heard that accident come across on our police radio. Basically, it's a four-person accident. Four people severely injured. Hamlin Beach Road, which is right in Fairhaven there.
All right, so that's probably going to be a pretty good delay then, man. Hopefully everybody's okay and survives. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it.
I was just listening to you guys chitter-chatter while I'm going back and forth across the river here in the ferry. So, okay, I'm clear. KF8. ATE clear. Thank you.
All right, that's a fun job. Today to get those fishing lines out. I'll catch you later. W8CPT.
Hey, Carrie, before you go, do you talk on GMRS as well? I guess he took off. I see he's got a GMRS license, too. Wonder if, I think I've heard him before on the 675. Yeah, your audio, I didn't get your call. Your audio is very weak, and it sounded like you were packet dropping, like you might be on a All-Star Note or something digital.
Yeah, I'm running a portable. I'm quite a ways from the repeater I'm hitting right now. I'm just curious how well I was hitting it. I appreciate the feedback. Thank you. The call sign, just for reference, Kilo Charlie 8 Romeo Foxtrot Charlie.
Yeah, you're kind of low. Is that KC8 RFC?
Roger.
Yeah, this is a linked system, so what repeater are you on and what's your location out there? You got W8EAT Shelby Township.
Yeah, the home QTH is Brooks Point Woods, but I'm currently up in Kingsville right now, so the repeater specifically I'm hitting right now is in Mayville, so it's a little bit of a ways that I'm only using a 5-watt portable right now. So,
right, you're on Mayville. Yep, that's one of the linked repeaters up there, and it sounds like a link to it. The internet link is kind of packet loss thing. What do you think, Dave, if you're out there listening? It sound like packet loss on his audio?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes when you're not quite in the system, like the repeater squelches a little bit. I'm probably using the wrong terminology, but it's like a squelch.
Yeah, I'm probably about 30, it looks just looking at Google Maps, probably about 35, almost 40 miles north of approximate location. So with the HT, like I said, I wasn't sure how well I did it. So I appreciate the feedback, guys.
Roger, Jeff. Now, you said you're in Mayville or you're 40 miles north of Mayville?
We're located about 35, 40 miles north, located in Caseville, Michigan right now.
Caseville, going to the Burger Fest. I was just talking about that today. Are you there for the Burger Festival or whatever?
I went there last year for the Cheeseburger Festival. I had a pretty good time. A lot of good burgers there. This year, to be honest with you, I have no clue what weekend it is. I don't think it was this weekend. We just drove through town. We went up to Port Austin for dinner, and it was not too busy in downtown Caseville. So I got a feeling the Cheeseburger Fest might be a different weekend. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, I know it's around. It could be this weekend or next weekend. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, we were talking about it, but I guess I'm unsure if it's this weekend or next too. But yeah, if you're in Caseville, man, I don't know. That's wow. That's a pretty good trip to Mayville. I don't know if there's anything closer. I don't know if you got anything programmed that's linked into this repeater that's closer. I don't know. I'll have to look at the map here and see. I don't think there's anything closer to you, to be honest.
Yeah, I was curious as well. Are just the 440 machines linked together, or is this system linked to 440? I think there's two meter machines and two pieces of system as well. Are they all linked together?
Okay, I'm looking at you, and you're on the 443-775 Mayville. I'm on the Warren repeater. There's also one in Mount Clemens, Dansville, Holly, Flint, Kimball, Detroit. So yeah, I think you're the yeah, Mayville's probably the closest one. Like you said, it looks like 40 miles. But, yep, there's a few repeaters linked on this right now. It's called the MI1 WHCMN UHF link system. It's on right now.
Yeah, as I mentioned, normally I live in northern Wayne County. And, you know, I was aware of this link system, never really had a chance to hop in. Been doing a lot of HF operations lately, and we ended up coming up to the cabin up here for the weekend and brought the HT around and figured, let's see what we can get. And I was a little surprised. I was able to perskunk the repeater a little earlier, and I heard you guys chit-chatting a little bit, so I figured I'd get a radio check and pleasantly surprised you guys came back. The repeater on my end, full quiet, and pretty impressed.
Yep. I never talked directly into the Mayville machine. I don't know, you know, how high it is or anything, or any specs. I know the specs on the repeaters in Mount Clemens and Warren. I know what there's, you know, basically what they are, but I don't really know what they got there. But, anywho, I got dinner that's done, so nice talking to you. And, yeah, maybe catch you out there later tonight if you're out there. So have a good one. 7-3's W-8-E-A-T.
Enjoy your dinner, and thanks for chatting and coming back to me. This is KPA-RFC.
K-E-A-T-F-M. Hey, baby, and W-A-T-P-T. Yeah, I heard you guys talking there a little bit, but I left my truck to
asked the guy in his garage if I could use his driveway to turn my boat around. Because they said it was going to be at least 45 minutes, the police there, so we turned around and went around it. Was you trying to talk? There was no audio.
WATPP, you got a copy now?
Ah, there you go. Now you're back.
That's weird. I got that new HT, and I got it out in the front porch, so it would get a good signal, and I got a Bluetooth mic, and it was working fine, and then this... get the hit of mosquitoes right at the launch. That's a pain in the butt, man. If they're even bad, it's kind of cool out tonight. You might not have any mosquitoes.
Yeah, I hope not, because I forgot my hoodie, so I'm not covering my face or anything. So I think it's supposed to be cold. Temperature's supposed to drop to 60.
Yeah, it was pretty chilly last night. I jumped in the truck to see if there was any northern lights, and I couldn't believe how cold it was last night. I'm like, holy crap.
I'll tell you what, I want to move to Clay Township. I like it out here. This is nice.
Yeah, it is nice. It's kind of, I mean, I'm out in the country. It's nice. I literally go, 4 miles, 5 miles left out of my driveway, and I'm on Palms Road, and I go straight to the water. But yeah, it is. It's really nice out there. There's some good areas for sure.
Well, tonight we got a pretty good fisherman in the boat, man.
That means you're going to catch the 75-incher tonight. That's awesome. Did you have gloves? Because you might want to, I don't know if you got a bigger net or not, but you might end up having to grab the tail of the fish and hold on like crazy and then have somebody grab the, the front of the fish and lift it in the boat. Because those big ones, yeah, your net's not going to... I got a net big enough for those big ones, but that net you had was definitely not net one of those big ones.
Yeah. I ordered a holder, what are they called? One of the cradles. But it didn't come in time, so I do have the lump, but if it's a big enough one, I'm just going to use one of the light jackets.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a good pair of rubber, I use those rubber coated gloves. If you got a good pair of gloves, you can grab the tail and with two hands and hold on, and then it'll stop shaking, and then you pull up a little bit, and then you have somebody reach down and grab them like under the front fins and bring it in the boat. It's possible. The really, really big ones are tough, man. We usually get them in a big net, and then they fold in half, and then we put the handle of the net straight up, and then lift the net straight up.
Yeah, I definitely realized I wasn't equipped, but yeah, I think the cradle will work, so I'll do that. I'm going to
I think you're losing the repeater. I'm not sure which one you're on. Maybe if you got that Richmond one programmed, then you can jump on that. Hey Aaron, what's going on? WCPT.
I'm just leaving the pond.
Okay, over by your house, by Allen, that pond, or the one in Port Huron. Everybody probably want to get out and do something. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people. With a pond-ish lake over off Allen Road. I went there and caught some bluegills once. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that one's real close to my house. Down the street. So I went there really quick. The problem with that one is they like to close up. Like, as soon as it starts, like,
I don't know if it's, I don't think it's my radio. Yeah, I heard you say the caretaker likes to close it up early or get dark, and then anything you said after that was just a key up and no audio. Okay, yeah, I was wondering because Davian's on his way out to go sturgeon fishing, and I started losing him too, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it's my radio. I think you said I'll talk to you later, though.
I did. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Don't you see that? I'll be clear.
All right. Sounds good. I got to get some ribs going for dinner here. I didn't eat yet, so I'll catch you later on WATPT.
Yeah, all the lead's in the water. The guards are lit. Thermal foam's going. Now we're just enjoying relaxing.
good. Hopefully you'll get one pretty quick. There's been some big fish coming out. I don't remember if I told you which one I used to go to all the time on my charters, but I'm guessing it's around that spot because of who's catching the bigger fish. I know where they usually fish. But yeah, some really big ones, like 70 inches and stuff.
At the very first spot when you pull out, I could have fished that one tonight, but I got to go back to the same place. I'm going to stick with what I know produced.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I mean, you got out there a little bit later. You did start catching the surges till what, 11, I think? 11:30? So, I don't know. I caught that 69, 3/4 inch one near that spot where you're at. And then we fished that spot in the tournament and couldn't tie a fish. So, it's crazy what it does.
And the usual suspects were exactly where I was expecting them to be. You know, a little bit downstream from the first spot, at the mouth of the middle, there's a bunch of boats there. So, it's, everyone seems to be about the same spot.
Yeah, and then if you continue downstream in the north, there's probably a bunch of people there too. Between there and Sebastian area. That's where everybody goes. But that's the mouth of the middle and down there. That way is where they probably been catching the bigger ones. But that's it got to be where you're at too. Have you turned on the down imaging and just seen if you're getting any huge marks on it while you're sitting there?
When I'm stationary, I'm not sure what to use. Are you talking about like the flasher?
Well, you know, you had that side imaging that shows the boat, and then it shoots out on both sides of the boat. Then there should be another one like that that's down imaging that'll just show what's below your boat, and then there should be another screen that's just like a regular depth finder that just shows marks for fish, but it doesn't show it. Not a fish mark, you know, like an actual fish mark. But it's not the down imaging, it's just regular sonar. One of the down ones, I'll see if I could find a screenshot or something. What depth finder do you have? I'll just look online and show you what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got the Garmin, so I have clear.
All I heard was Garmin because there was a bunch of static. I don't know if somebody keyed up at the same time. WATCB.
Yeah, I have the Garmin, but it's traditional clear view, side view, and flasher.
Yeah, probably the traditional. If you put it on that, then send me a picture. Because, You'll see huge marks, and they look like surges even on that.
This is KH-28. Mic check. Anybody there? Over.
WACPT, I didn't catch a call, but yeah, I hear you. WTPT, hey guys, Davian, I sent you two pictures to give you an idea. The traditional, the surgeon will show up like red with yellow or green around them, not around the edges. And on that down imaging one, like a real small mark, if you zoom in on it, put your cursor and hit zoom in. You'll probably see that they're the shape of surgeon. They show up a lot smaller on the down imaging for some reason than they do on the traditional.
Okay, H-25, what is the weather like where you are?
Oh, the weather's beautiful, about 65 degrees. What was your call again?
Yeah, the one you sent me that's orange, I have it changed to the green color. KATFM.
Ah, okay. Yep. So, you see on the top left, well, near the top left, those could all possibly be surges that are smaller ones and they're suspended. And then you got a hook at the bottom there. You'll actually, the ones at the bottom are probably surges. It looks like that one at the very bottom looks like it could be like four fish. It's probably a big surges. You probably got them under your boat right now. That's cool.
Yeah, when I'm not traditional, it looks like what I think are fish, you know, the red, green, blue color. But when I go to the clear view, it's like nothing. I really don't know what to trust. I need to, like, put a fish, a known fish underneath me so I can see.
Well, if you catch a sturgeon, or when you catch a sturgeon and you have that thing on, try to remember to look at the graph. You'll see what it looks like at it when it's on its way up, and then you'll know the difference. It, you know, you obviously you won't know you have a sturgeon until you get in the boat, but every time you fight a fish, look for it on that graph, and then when you pull it in, you'll know, you know, what fish looks like what. Wherever you just transmitted from, were you doing anything different? Because twice now, you've had a bunch of, like, interference, and I couldn't hear you.
Well, I just switched over to the Warn repeater. Is this a little bit better?
From that transmission, yes, it is.
Who cares?
So I'll keep it here then on Warren. What's up, Eric? KEATFM.
WAEAP. Where'd KH-25 go? KH-28. Where'd that guy go? I think I talked to him before.
He didn't want to talk to us. He left.
He wanted a weather report, so, and a microphone check. I think that's that guy out there in Harrison Township, if I'm not mistaken. Staken. Okay. Let me turn that down. How's this sound, Davian? Hello, 1, 2, 3.
Sounds like you're on the phone. No, it sounds good, actually. No problems at all. Perfect.
And the cool thing is, like right now, if you were on your phone, we could talk to each other full duplex while you're talking, while another person's talking. So, Dave, if you're out there, say something. But go ahead, Davey, and key up. Say something. Nope. Hello. Who was that?
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you.
I'm not used to people having the full duplex. If someone's talking, I don't talk. It's weird.
Very strange.
I'm digging being on an HD on my couch.
Eric doesn't seem to be hearing me.
I can hear you. Go ahead, Sean. I can hear you. guess not.
No, the point is that you're not hearing me. What the hell is echoing here? Anyhow, you're not hearing me. Oh, there we go. That's right. Anyhow, you're not hearing me on the like the bridge. When I you only hear me when I star 99. I just wanted to try that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm star 99, but right now I'm keyed up, so you should be able to key up with your star 99, and I should be able to hear you on my earpiece.
Yeah, I know that works.
Okay. Okay. Conference? Okay.
W1QC, Oshkosh, listening.
W1QC, was it? In Oshkosh, it's WACPC. What repeater are you coming in on?
I guess it's your repeater. I was trying to find the PL tone. I heard this repeater, and so I tried to find the PL tone. I found 107.2 seems to be working with this on this frequency. I have no idea where the repeater is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Sean, are you listening? Do you know what repeater he's in?
It's 444.575.
Yeah, that's OBU's repeater in Danville. N8OBU, Danville.
What state is that in?
Currently up and running. Oh, you mean what state? Michigan.
Okay, so it must be probably 150 miles or so away.
Yep, I've only seen ducks going that away a few times. But yeah, you're about Lansing, so about middle of the state is where you're getting in. Trying to think what else might be out your way. Let's see, we got Holly, Mount Clemens, Mayville, Burke, Flint, Grand Blanc, Flushing. That's probably your best bet to get on this system.
Well, look at that. From Oshkosh to Lansing is 220 miles. Pretty cool.
All righty. All right, carry on, guys. I'm going to get back to I had a bad network cable. I got a new router, and this new router tells me I had a bad cable. I'm like, cool. So I got to replace the cable from my router to my entertainment center in the front room. So back to it. WAFU.
Pretty neat how the bands open up. That's a long trip. That's awesome.
Yeah, this is W8EAP. W8EAP here, and I'm talking to a repeater in Warren, Michigan, which is just north of Detroit, and that's linked to the Danville repeater, the Danville repeater, which is in the middle of the state. So we have a repeater in Mount Clemens, one in Mayville, one in Detroit. I'm talking on the Warren repeater, which is just a few miles north of the Detroit border.
From Oshkosh to Danville is 237 miles.
Roger. I think your call is W1QC. Yeah, this is W8EAP. Yeah, that's a pretty good band opening. Like I said, I like what Sean said, I don't usually see them going east to west like that, roughly east to west. Usually go south or off to the east from here. So very interesting, very interesting. Well, you sound good. You sound like you're just local in the repeater range.
Okay, very good. Well, the repeater is F5 on my meter, so not bad for 230-odd miles. So that's great. Maybe I'll just switch over to FT8 and see what happens. Maybe I can work some new stations there. W1QC, 73, gentlemen.
Yeah, just a quick question before you go. We have a good GMRS network, which is equivalent to the UHF network. We have a VHF as well, but not sure if you have a GMRS radio and call sign, but if you do, I can give you a repeater that's over here, see if you can get into that. And the band just looked like it closed up just like that. You went right out. So I don't know if that's on your end or the band opening. Is the band is closing. 73s, W8EAP.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have GMRS. So 73, W1QC clear.
Oh, you came back strong that time. You came in full quieting that time. So, okay, 73s, catch you later, W8EAP.
K8TFM, W8TPT, how's it going, Davey? Anything yet?
We had one that looked like a log come out of the water about 150 feet in front of us splashing. We've had a few jumping next to us. And, yeah, a lot of stuff showing up on the screen. I don't really know what to think of it, but it, like, looks really intense, to be honest with you. I mean, I think there's a lot of suspended fish, to be honest.
Yeah, the traditional will show a lot more than that downview. The downview seems to pick up bigger signals, so it's possible there's a bunch of bait fish in the water of some sort, and you're picking that up on the traditional.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to get into some action pretty soon here.
It feels like it was jumping now. All right, I'm going to chase some POTA on HF. I got this frequency on my phone, so give me a holler if you get one going. Good luck, WCTP.
Supervisor comes to me and says, you're the one holding us up for the night, so don't let nothing happen to your line.
what time did it go down?
Yeah, it broke the water pump and it broke.
I'm at your line.
Oh, mine didn't go down. It was really good. He just said he didn't want my line to go down. I was the only one making him money tonight. Line 3 was down too. Not all good. Glad it's Friday. Glad I'm out of there. So how did your evening go?
All right. Leo stopped by, picked up the kid for a while, and then we came back. He had Eva and the baby usually. They visited probably for a half hour.
Oh, cool. That the baby sounds big.
Yep, she's getting big. She'll be over this weekend to see you. She knows you're being neglected. Front porch or back? Hard decision.
Well, I blew them both off, so I hope that kind of helps.